This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. There is a developing hostage situation in Los Angeles, California at this hour. Police say they believe a man involved in a standoff with officers at a Los Angeles supermarket shot his grandmother and girlfriend before firing at officers during a pursuit. A police spokesman said the man fled from the scene after the shooting in South Los Angeles Saturday. He said officers tried to pull the man over and were led on a pursuit. The suspect shot multiple rounds at officers during the chase, but no officers were struck. The spokesman said the man crashed outside of a Trader Joe's supermarket in Silver Lake, California, and then ran into the store where he has barricaded himself. A police spokesman said the situation is still unfolding and it is not clear if employees are still inside the store. A survivor of Thursday night's capsizing of a boat at a resort in Branson, Missouri, said the captain told passengers they would not need their life jackets. Tia Coleman, who lost 9 members of her family, said Saturday she fought to get to safety while being battered by heavy waves and wind.
But I couldn't reach it. I couldn't get there in time. And so somehow I managed to get to the boat. These beautiful people, angels, I don't know who they were. They pulled me up. And when they pulled me up from the boat, I didn't see any of my family.
Coleman says the so-called duck boat's captain showed passengers where life jackets were on board, but told them that they would not need them. 17 people died when the boat capsized and sank in heavy weather Thursday night. Federal investigators are hoping to raise the boat, which is still sitting on the bottom of Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri. A duck boat is a World War II vintage amphibious vehicle that is capable of operating on land and on water. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza and southern Israel. In a statement Saturday, Guterres called on Hamas and other Palestinian militants to cease the launching of rockets and incendiary kites along the border fence. He also asked Israel to exercise restraint to avoid further aggravating the situation. The statement comes after 4 Palestinians and 1 Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza on Friday. The International Monetary Fund has warned that increased tariffs could have a negative impact on the world economy. As Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports, IMF head Christine Lagarde warned the trade conflicts between the U.S. and China could have global consequences.
At a news conference Saturday, International Monetary Fund Director Christine Lagarde said the recent wave of trade tariffs would significantly harm global growth.
But it certainly indicates the impact that it would have on GDP, which in the worst case scenario, under current measures and not taking into account most recent announcements, is in the range of 0.5% of GDP on a global basis.
In a note to G20 ministers, she said global growth may peak at 3.9% in 2018 and 2019, while downside risks have increased due to the growing trade conflict. Those trade tariffs mainly coming from the White House, where U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday threatened tariffs on all $500 billion of Chinese exports to the U.S. The threat comes after both countries have already slapped tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's goods.
Meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping started a four-nation visit to Africa in Senegal Saturday. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations to gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. Fiat Chrysler named on Saturday its Jeep division boss, Mike Manley, to take over immediately from Chief Executive Sergio Marchionne, who is seriously ill after suffering major complications from surgery. Marchionne was credited with rescuing Fiat Chrysler from the brink of bankruptcy and putting the Italian, after taking over the Italian carmaker's wheel in 2004. Marchionne was recovering from a shoulder operation, but his condition deteriorated sharply in recent days when he suffered massive complications that have not been made public. There's a 3-way tie atop the leaderboard headed into the final round of the British Open. Defending champion Jordan Spieth is tied with 2 countrymen headed into the final round. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.